That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler is your go-to agent in Emporia for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. Call 342-6272 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KBOE live and local, cloudy and 61 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning by Flint Hills Technical College Foundation Director Mike Crouch. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us. Mike is in to do a preview of a big event, a big annual event at the Technical College, and that is The Cut. So how close are we, Mike?
So we are 2 weeks from tomorrow, so it is coming up very quickly.
It is go time for sure. Well, let's tell people about The Cut for those who may not know exactly what is taking place. What does this all entail, Mike?
So The Cut is actually our version of the hit TV show on the Food Network, Chopped. So pretty popular show. I'm sure many people have seen that. But it's a three-round cooking competition where four chefs go head-to-head and cook with a mystery basket of ingredients, and then following each round, one of the chefs is eliminated, and that continues on till the end of the night when one chef is left standing.
Well, and for us novice cooks, when they unveil the ingredients, we are sure to find that there are ingredients we have never heard of before. That these culinary experts will take to a whole new level. And as Mike mentioned, they have a time limit to do this, and this is all done live on site at the Flint Hills Technical College, and this has been going on for how many years now, Mike?
So this is year number six, and the event has really grown, and I think what makes it, so exciting is the fact that it is all live on site. You know, when you watch it on TV, they spend a week filming and putting together that TV show, and, we do it all in 3 hours.
A lot of students from the technical college and programs involved with this, aren't there, Mike?
There is. So our culinary students and program is kind of front and center, but none of this event happens without our multimedia students and Casey Wilson and that program. You know, they do all the work behind the scenes. They do the prep video work. They do all the live streaming for the event. So they do a lot of heavy lifting, that's for sure.
Well, the venue is always at the Technical College, utilizing the beautiful new culinary arts departments and the kitchen there. It's just a beautiful place, and it is high-tech. There's no doubt about that. But you kind of changed the venue within the venue last year, and you had a packed tent.
We did. So, there's not a lot of great things that came out of COVID, but maybe this is one of them. We decided to hold the event outside last year under the tent, and it was just sensational. Just the atmosphere, the ambiance of the evening, I think it just really took the event to a new level. So that's a permanent deal. And if you haven't driven by the west side of the Tech College down Graphic Arts Road, there's a giant tent sitting out there. So we're about ready to go.
So what about tickets to be a part of this, Mike?
Yeah, so, it's pretty limited attendance because obviously we can only fit so many people inside that tent. So there's only about 100 tickets left. So if people want to get a ticket, I would encourage them not to wait. They need to be getting on that, pretty quickly. And they're easy. You go to our website, fhtc.edu/foundation. Click on the cut that says click on the link that says The Cut. Takes you right to the site to buy tickets. Tickets are $25. If you do have trouble with the website, you can always call our office directly at 620-341-1380.
And you have added more ingredients to the show this year. As what we will have sous chefs, Mike, this year?
So we will. So this year, we'll be happy to unveil who the competitors are, but we will have, this is a celebrity chef competition, so we'll have four professional chefs competing, but each of them are being assigned an FHTC culinary student as their sous chef that'll be working and helping them alongside. So we're pretty excited about that.
Now, run that by one more time. I mean, you have technical college students that are competing, correct?
So they will be their sous chef. So they'll essentially be the assistant for the celebrity chef. That's
gotcha. All right. Yeah. So who are these celebrity chefs this year?
All right. So here we go. Everybody's been waiting to hear this. So we have Chef Gus Bays, who's the executive chef and co-owner of Radius Brewing Company. We have Chef Jessica Simmons, who is an alumni of our program and is the executive chef and owner of Gourmet to Go Catering. We have Chef Chris Linebarger, who's the chef and night manager at Doobie's. And we have Chef Lance Nitahara, who is the associate professor at the Culinary Institute of America in New York and a former FHTC faculty member. He's going to fly back and join us for the event.
Yikes.
Wow.
That is an all-star lineup right there, huh?
It's going to be pretty, it's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah, indeed. So that will be, so then the culinary students will be helping out then with the celebrity chefs. That's how that will work.
Yeah, each celebrity chef is assigned a culinary student that'll be working with them, and when they come out for the judging, that student will join the celebrity chef for the judging.
Mike, what made you guys decide that you wanted to make this a celebrity chef year and kind of bring these mentors in for these students?
Well, you know, obviously the goal is to showcase the program and showcase our students. You know, we want them to be successful. And, you know, we're in a little bit of a transition with our culinary program in that we have two brand new faculty this year who have never been through the cut. And so, you know, really the key part of that is the faculty having the opportunity and the time to prepare the students for the event. And with those two new faculty coming on board, they've got a lot on their plate already. And so we didn't feel like it was fair for them to try to, you know, to get students ready for this, to fly solo with so many other things that they have in front of them. So that's why we decided to do the celebrity edition this year, but we still wanted to keep students involved. And then, you know, our goal is next year to have the students back competing solo.
And you mentioned last year just a wonderful turnout. The event was absolutely great. So I know money raised from this, Mike, goes where?
Yeah, so it just goes right back into our student programming. So we'll raise some money that night for the Wrangler Student Crisis Relief Fund, you know, some of our other student funds to help students out with some of the needs that they have.
Well, and then, Mike, one other question on, you know, bringing these celebrity chefs in here. You mentioned that a pair of these individuals are actually graduates of this program. What else do you think that shows your students? Obviously, that's a pretty good to see a level of cook like this coming back to help out the college.
Well, it is. And, you know, that's great. One of the things we want our students to see is that, you know, the future's endless for them. And when they get their degree from FHTC, you know, they have the opportunity to do whatever they want to do with it. And so, you know, being able to see folks that are successful, like Jessica, who has gone out and started her own business very successfully and doing very well in the industry here in town, and even some of the other professionals. You know, I think they get an opportunity to make some connections with those folks and build some relationships that may lead to employment down the road.
Doesn't hurt when you have someone from the Culinary Institute of America on hand.
That's right. So,
yes, it's going to be a great event, and those who attend, as Mike mentioned, they've got the tent is where the folks will be seated, and you'll be able to watch. You have screens set up all over the place, don't you?
Yeah, so, again, every year we get a little bit better at this. Last year we had two projectors shining up onto the kind of the ceiling, the angled ceiling of the tent. This year we'll have four projectors, one on each corner, so essentially, no matter where you're at in the tent, you're going to be able to see action taking place. It really is it's almost like going to the movies in the round, where everything is kind of a surround setting.
Well, it's a great event, and it is really spectator friendly. You know, so please get your tickets before they're gone. As Mike mentioned, limited tickets available. That tent's only so big; it's a big tent, but
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, Ron, this is a very family-friendly event, too. You know, we have a lot of folks that bring their kids, their grandkids. You know, it really is a nice evening, a lot of fun. Kids have a good time, so we just encourage people to come out.
Again, if people want tickets, Mike, how can they secure those?
You bet. So don't delay, because I have a feeling they're going to sell out very quickly. But go to fhtc.edu/foundation. and click on the cut link, take you right to the website to purchase those, or you can call our office directly at 620-341-1380.
It is The Cut at Flint Hills Technical College. Mike, thanks.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right, good to talk to you. Yeah, Mike Crouch, who is the Flint Hills Technical College Foundation Director, joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning, brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. Good morning. It's 833.
In 4-H, we believe nothing should hold a kid back.